produced by Life Acumen, helping organizations build high-performance culture.
Why do some people not falter despite suffering real adversities, while some others cannot seem to get their confidence back after a layoff? We all face rough times in life, but what makes us able to overcome those challenges and thrive in spite of them?
Welcome to Life Acumen at Work. Here is your host, Vinod Wadhwani.
Hello and welcome to the insights from the episode, What Makes Resilience? I'm your host, Vinod Wadhwani here. This insight is about the propensity to make meaning of adversity. Research suggests that resilient people do not see themselves as victims of circumstances, but devise constructs about their suffering to create some sort of meaning for themselves and for others. Most researchers agree that this dynamic of meaning-making is the way resilient people build bridges from present-day hardships to a fuller, better constructed future. Those bridges make the present manageable, removing the sense that it is overwhelming. This concept was touchingly articulated by Viktor Frankl, an Austrian psychiatrist and a Holocaust survivor. In the midst of staggering suffering, Frankl invented meaning therapy, a humanistic therapy technique that helps individuals make the kinds of decisions that will create significance in their lives. He observes that when we are no longer able to change a situation, we are challenged to change ourselves. In his best-selling book, Man's Search for Meaning, he writes, he was disgusted by just how trivial and meaningless his life had become in the concentration camps. He realized that to survive, he had to find some purpose. Frankl did so by imagining himself giving a lecture after the war on the psychology of the concentration camp to help outsiders understand what he had been through. Although he wasn't even sure he would survive, Frankl created some concrete goals for himself. In doing so, he succeeded in rising above the sufferings of the moment. As he puts in his book, we must never forget that we may also find a meaning in life, even when confronted with a hopeless situation, when facing a fate that cannot be changed. Frankl's theory underlies the essence of resilience coaching in business. Since finding meaning in one's environment is such an important aspect of resilience, it should come as no surprise that the most successful organizations possess strong value systems which give them purpose beyond just making money. Strikingly, many companies describe their value systems in religious terms. Pharmaceutical giant Johnson & Johnson, for instance, calls its value system the Credo, set out in a document given to every new employee. Value systems at resilient companies change very little over the years and are used as scaffolding in times of trouble. If you wish to explore more on this theme, you may like to read Man's Search for Meaning by Viktor Frankl and Option B by Sheryl Sandberg. You may also like to listen to the full episode of What Makes Resilience, in which we explore why do some people and some companies buckle under pressure? What makes others bend and ultimately bounce back? What exactly is the quality of resilience that carries people through life? We explore the mindset of recovery, the challenges of regaining confidence, and what it takes to create resilient communities. You may also like to explore more episodes in the Life Acumen at Work podcast. In this podcast series, I explore topics having to do with leadership, organization culture, work-life harmony, and career transitions, among other things. The views, opinions, and anecdotes I share in this podcast are primarily reflections from my coaching conversations with corporate leaders. The coaching agendas that evolve from these conversations and subject matter readings. Thank you for listening.
Produced by Life Acumen, helping organizations build high-performance culture.